Talks.
This broadcast is made possible by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.
You are wearing your lederhosen on an excursion to the Vienna suburb of Grinzing, where the new wine is about to be poured. You can stop off to pay your respects at Gustav Mahler's memorial, or stroll the square around St. Stephen's Cathedral, where Mozart once heard the choir sing. From the gold and silver of Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh, it's a trip to Vienna with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Vienna, the city where Anton Karas played the zither and Orson Welles chased spies in The Third Man. Sigmund Freud developed his theory of psychoanalysis and saw his patients for 40 years at 19 Berggasse, where you can still visit his rooms and admire Freud's couch. Take that weight from your mind. It's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Mozart, Richard Strauss, his waltzes from Der Rosenkavalier, and Schubert's Tragic Symphony, all conducted by music director Maris Janssens. Later, Mozart from pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy in his 1967 debut performance with the Pittsburgh Symphony conducted by William Steinberg, playing Mozart's 20th piano concerto at the Syria Mosque. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by a grant from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Mozart's Symphony No. 39 was the first of three composed in 1788. The others were the famous G minor and the Jupiter. They were Mozart's last symphonies. The 39th is dated Vienna, June 26th, in Mozart's catalog. It was written during a very difficult time in Mozart's life. Money was tight. He'd practically exhausted all lending sources. Nonetheless, Mozart cranked out three great symphonies. Here's music director Maris Janssens and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Symphony No. 39 in E-flat major, Kerschel 543, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The Symphony No. 39 in E-flat major, K543 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Maris Janssens. It's Sunday in Vienna here at Pittsburgh Symphony Heinz Hall, a program patterned after those you might hear in the great concert halls of Vienna. Still to come, music by a composer born in Vienna, Franz Schubert. First, Richard Strauss. Here's music director Maris Janssens.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In addition to Mozart and Schubert, Haydn, Beethoven and Brahms, Vienna was home to the waltz. The waltz was a dance which became sensation at that part in Europe 200 years ago. Waltz was so popular that in Vienna 1808 they opened Apollo Dance Hall, which could hold 6,000 dancers at one time. Waltz was so popular because it combined elegant style with feeling of romance. It has been said that waltz is the closest description of happiness ever achieved in any art. With so many composers in the city who loved dance, waltz quickly grew from dance form to musical form. Johann Strauss Jr. is known as waltz king. His father, Johann, and two brothers, Edward and Josef, also composed waltzes. Eventually, many great composers wrote waltzes in their personal own style, including Brahms, Liszt, Sibelius, Tchaikovsky, and then later Ravel, Shostakovich. Today we will play for you some waltzes by another Strauss, who is not related to the famous Vienna family Johann Strauss. He is Richard Strauss. Richard Strauss wrote his famous opera, Der Rosenkavalier, in 1911, just before the World War I. The Rosenkavalier is set earlier, happier times, and is full of sensuous, wonderful, sentimental waltz tunes. In 35 years, when the Second World War was ending, 80-year-old Strauss arranged these many waltzes into sequence, which is called First Waltz Sequence from Der Rosenkavalier. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will play for you First Waltz Sequence from the famous Richard Strauss opera, Der Rosenkavalier.
Thank you.
first waltz sequence from Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Maris Janssens. The first waltz sequence has been played often on Pittsburgh Symphony tour programs. The 2000 tour included performances in 7 European cities. The Salzburger Nachrichten Rave Review said, "A first-class orchestra under the direction of Maris Janssens was the absolute highlight of this year's Vienna Festival Week." A little later, our Sunday in Vienna concert will continue with the Symphony No. 4 by Franz Schubert. First, an encore from Fritz Reiner and the Pittsburgh Symphony. On March 14, 1940, the orchestra made their first recording for the Columbia label. Unfortunately, it was a fiasco. Fluctuations in electric power at Carnegie Music Hall forced Columbia to reject 10 of the 1478 RPM discs that were recorded. The following year, the situation had improved. The power was on, and the orchestra released their first records. Johann Strauss was not so far from the Austro-Hungarian homeland of Fritz Reiner. He recorded 3 Strauss waltzes in Pittsburgh, and later an LP of Strauss waltzes when he was music director of the Chicago Symphony. This is the Treasure Waltz from the Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss, Fritz Reiner, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. Treasure Waltz from the Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss Jr., one of the first records made by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra under music director Fritz Reiner. Reiner was music director in Pittsburgh from 1938 till 1948. The orchestra's reputation grew and resulted in a recording contract with Columbia Records. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. After a short break, we'll return with the Tragic Symphony by Franz Schubert.
This broadcast is made possible by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is also made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is distributed by PRX.